Everyone deserves a great marriage. In fact, marriage is one of the high points in a lady's life. However, many ladies have walked into pain, regret, and bitterness in the name of marriage due to their wrong choices. It's important to note that the quality of your choices is dependent on the quality and the quantity of information at your disposal. That's why in this audio program, Choose Your Husband, my goal is to share with you practical wisdom that will help you make the right choice of a husband. My name is Joseph Dinwoke. You can call me Bridget.
Another reason why a lot of ladies accept marriage proposals from the wrong man or at the wrong time is because they think their husband is cursed. And therefore, since they just got one now, they should just grab it and hold it very tight so they don't lose it. And what I want to do for you at this point is to help you understand properly the concept of scarcity of a husband. Now, when a product or a service is said to be scarce, what it means is that there is a limited amount of it for those that actually want it. But even in the midst of that scarcity, those who have the capacity to actually acquire those products, they still get it. So that is what the concept of scarcity is. Now, in that regard, I actually think that men, as in husband materials, are scarce. It does not really mean that the population of men is smaller than women. Many times when you gather in places, it appears as if men are smaller, but I read one statistic that said that men, the population of men in the world is more than the women. So I don't know what's true in your own location, like your country, your state, or wherever you stay. The point I'm trying to help you see is that whether men are actually considered to be scarce there or not, the main point I want you to understand that it's not correct to accept any marriage proposal because of the claim that men are scarce. Again, I've explained to you what scarcity means, and if I have to apply it in our own terms or in the context of our discussion, what I actually mean by that is this. It may be true that the number of available husband material may be smaller than the women that want them, but the truth is that the women who have the capacity to attract and marry husband materials will still get those husband materials when they are ready for marriage. Now let me tell you what happens in life. Likes attract. That's a matter of fact. A truly husband material will not go for a non-wife material. When you see men trying to make decisions on what matters about a wife, my sister, let me just tell you this truth. It's not about the size of your boobs. Those things are things that men check when they just want to have sex. When a man wants to get married, marry a woman that he's going to stay with forever, that will raise his children, that will feed him every day, that he has to make decisions with, they don't start looking at the size of your boobs. Who boobs helps? It doesn't help anybody beyond sexual satisfaction. And men have come to understand that life is more important than sexual satisfaction. And let me tell you even another thing. Men have also come to understand, sexual satisfaction is about the state of your mind. It's not about the object. So do not ever think that because of how much endowed you are now a very good, promising candidate. It doesn't happen at all. I've seen more endowed people who stay at home, who never got married even though they wanted to get married. Getting married is beyond all of those things. Getting married is about developing your capacity to be able to attract a husband material when you are ready. When you make yourself a wife material, naturally you are going to attract husband material. Now there's something I want to tell you about this. Even those who don't have the capacity to marry you because they are not husband material, they will come home. They will propose to you. They will say, can I collect your name? They will start running around you, trying to get close to you. But of course, you know the response to give to them, which is no. It is not correct to go and waste your life with a non-husband material. That man who is not a husband material, if you marry him, he cannot be a husband. In fact, let me by the way just tell you what a husband material is. A husband material is a man who, when you look at his actions, the way he lives now, can translate into a husband inside a marriage environment. That is what a husband material is. When you look at a man and he doesn't have the attributes, the lifestyle that will translate into a husband in a marriage setting, that one is not a husband material. The point I'm trying to make to you is this: do not accept the lie that husbands are scarce because the number of men compared to the number of women in your location, in your fellowship or church is smaller. Do you understand what I'm saying? When you have developed yourself to become a real wife material, when a man sees you, he's going to notice you. And let me tell you, even if you wear long skirts, he will still notice you. Because it's beyond what you are wearing, it's beyond your looks, it's beyond the makeups, it's about the substance. It's about the fact that when you open your mouth to talk, he hears something. When you say something, when you open your mouth to talk, you communicate substance. And when this man notices that, this girl makes sense like this, for a lady to say this, it means that in a marriage environment, should be able to make this kind of decision, should be able to make this kind of choices. And I'm telling you, this is exactly, this for me is how I come about the conclusion of, okay, when I see a woman, I feel like, oh, this girl makes sense for marriage, this girl makes sense for a wife. I just look at some crucial things about the way she thinks, about the way she talks, about what drives her. And I come to the conclusion that, oh, this one is good. In the same way, when a man sees you and you have developed yourself to become a truly competent wife material, what's going to happen is that it's going to come closer. Therefore, you who has the capacity to attract that scarce commodity, in quotes, called husband material, will be able to get married even when everybody's saying there is no husband. Do you understand what I'm saying? Now, having explained that, and I also like you to know this, a lot of times when men propose to you and your parents knew about it, your siblings knew about it, people who have influence over you know about it, and you know that this man is not good enough, it's not who you want, it's not the kind of man that, if you don't connect, and you just say no, or you don't want to give him a yes answer, a lot of times pressures come from parents, from all of these people that have influence over you, and start telling you, Funke, what is your problem? Don't you want to get married? Is he not rich? Does he not have a job? You know, they will start pointing out to you all of those external things they can see. And of course, they will now add this line. Don't you realize that men are scared? How many men are like this? I want to tell you, please do not fall for that pressure. It's a pressure designed to frustrate your life by forcing you into a marriage that will not move your life forward. Let me just give you this one as an example. A womanizer, no matter how rich he is, no matter how wealthy he is, no matter how big his job is not fit. I do not recommend him for marriage for you. My reason is this. People who marry people like that have confessed that these kind of people hardly ever change. One of the first things I learned about marriage is that you don't marry a person thinking he's going to change. Therefore, when they start mounting pressure on you, telling you that don't you realize that husband is scarce, let them understand that it is better not to have a commodity than to have a inferior one that will ruin your life. I want to ask you clearly, which one do you want? To buy a good motorcycle or to buy the one that when you start riding it, it will kill you in the process because you are trying to buy a cheap one? Of course, you know the answer. Therefore, you are not supposed to allow the pressure of the scarcity of men, in quotes, compel you to accept a marriage proposal from a man that is not yours. Let me tell you, if you're a Christian, how marriage actually happened, how wives or my own conviction about how I'm certain that you'll be able to get a husband even when they say there is no husband, and how I'm also certain I'll be able to get a good wife even when everybody's saying all the girls are bad, they are pretending, they just pretend and package that come to church after doing bad things. You understand what I'm saying? Now, how my wife come, this is my understanding. Whatever thing you want, Jesus Christ say, ask in my name. He said, ask and you shall get. Therefore, you have a responsibility to walk up to God in your prayer and say, Heavenly Father, I ask in the name of Jesus Christ that you give me a husband now in Jesus' name. It's a very simple prayer. Say that prayer and go and sleep. God will make arrangements for the man that will marry you. He will make crucial connections that you get to meet yourself and he will marry you. That is my conviction. Therefore, if all the men person around you, you know they are not husband material. They are not worthy of being a husband. For instance, Bible says, do not be unequally yoked with unbelievers. Unbelievers are asking to marry and you want to go and agree. My sister, it doesn't work that way. And for you, you feel this person is not just who I want to marry. Do not consent to such proposal because you think there is no time. When you have asked God for something, believe in him and hold on to his word. For you to take delivery of the answer to your prayer like Abraham, you have to both have faith in God and then exercise patience. In Hebrews, the Bible said, people who through faith and patience inherited the promises. That is a reality of life. That's the reality of a walk with God. My own is that I go to God in prayer and I pray to him and I confess every time, no good thing will he withhold from those that diligently follow him. What it means is that he will not withhold a husband to you as soon as he realizes that it's a good thing to you. There is a time in your life you don't need the disturbance that comes with getting married. Right now, one of the key things I enjoy is the fact that I'm not married. What it means is that I get to my house almost every day, latest 9 o'clock, and I sit down to read, I sit down to write, I sit down to think almost till 1 o'clock, then I go to bed, wake up around 6 or 6:30. That is almost a routine to me. My thinking now is that I have the privilege of not being married because I'm married, the wife will tell me, go and sit down and come and sleep now. Or you never can tell, the woman will just start touching you. Now what I'm saying in essence is that, please, when God sees that it is a good thing for you to have a husband, he says, no good thing will I withhold from you that walk uprightly. My point is this: there's a claim that husband is scarce or that men are scarce. I want to tell you, when products or commodities are scarce, people who have the purchasing power still purchase it. And I say, acquire the purchasing power for a husband by making yourself a true wife material. When you do that, the natural law of like attract like will happen in your own case, and the man that is supposed to be your husband will locate you wherever you are.
Thanks for listening to this episode of our 20-part audio program, Choose Your Husband. Choose Your Husband is a production of Project Word, a human capacity development platform with the guiding mission of serving you insight and inspiration that will empower you for peak performance in your life and work. To learn more things to share with ladies, kindly visit brojid.com/sisters. Your comments and questions are welcome through brojid@gmail.com or 0810-550-4664. You can access calls of interviews, podcasts, articles, features, and books when you visit brojid.com or follow us on Facebook, Google+, LinkedIn, and Twitter @brojidword.